stories about people who've been marginalized or forgotten don't have to be depressing or tragic. There are so many possibilities for empowering, positive, exciting stories of gay lives and about disability, even in a historical setting. The human urge to tell stories is so strong. A world without books does not mean a world without stories. Even without books, we would still use storytelling to make sense of the world. But books make those stories last beyond the life of the teller, across time, place, and cultures. My name is Lucy May Lennox, and I'm an author of historical fiction. My most recent book is Flowers by Night, set in 19th century Japan. I was inspired to write this book after coming across references to the Todoza, or Guild of Blind Men, which was a self-governing society that provided social support and vocational training for blind people. I realized that ideas about disability and social acceptance were very different in 19th century Japan compared to Europe at the same time, and I wanted to explore that world through someone who lived it. I was also inspired by samurai films and anime. There are hardly any films that show same-sex relationships between samurai, even though it was very common and socially accepted. I wanted to tell a story that reflected the real history of homosexuality in Japan. I've traveled extensively in Japan, which was also an inspiration. Most of my novel is set in Edo, the city that is now Tokyo. In the 19th century, Edo was the largest city in the world, with the highest rates of literacy. Edo boasted a lively, raucous street culture so today through woodblock prints and kabuki theater. But it was also racked by frequent natural disasters, including earthquakes and floods. Fires were so common that they were called the Flower of Edo. There are still many traces of Edo culture in Tokyo today. I tried to incorporate as many real historical details in the novel as possible. As an author of historical fiction, it was tremendously freeing to write about a past culture where the gay-straight binary didn't exist, where homosexuality was normal and not stigmatized or suppressed, as well as a culture in which people with disabilities were not hidden away or institutionalized. Stories about people who've been marginalized or forgotten don't have to be depressing or tragic. There are so many possibilities for empowering, positive, exciting stories of gay lives and about disability, even in a historical setting. The past can be surprising, especially if we turn our attention to cultures outside Europe. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Goodreads. Flowers by Night is available wherever books are sold.
Join the conversation at Without Books.